evening. Yes, here I am again. It's the Reckless Eric Radio Show. Everything is indeed everything else. That's a Memphis outfit called Hot Freak Nation. And this is your German Hamburg outfit called Bert Kempfert and his orchestra. This is called Tricky Trombone. Great, isn't it? Oh, we've got flutes there. And singers. There's singers. Thing is, you wouldn't have a record now called Tricky Trombone. That's the difference between now and 1965. You could call a record Tricky Trombone and no one would laugh at you. I mean, Even if you were a person, you couldn't call yourself Tricky Trombone. Not now, because people wouldn't take you seriously. They'd laugh at you.
Game. know that you're not happy at all. And a fool can plainly see. And I know I'm the one you really love.
But I can't go on sharing you, sharing you.
Goodbye.
Carrying on the 1965 theme there, because I seem to have started a 1965 kind of theme. That was The Searchers with Goodbye My Love. It might have been from 1966 actually, but I sort of wonder why no one makes records that sound like that anymore. Not that I want to be an old git and look backwards, but you know, you've got to sometimes.
Welcome home.
Amy said to me, why haven't we been listening to The Searchers? And I hadn't got a very good answer for that, because we haven't been, but we should. Everyone should listen to The Searchers. I shouldn't listen to this. They should listen to this instead.
Second. in its beak when she fell close to the breathing wave, took a salty opposition to be saved. Right away, it was understood. There was never any time, only ever firewood.
Play that, really, didn't I? Though if you're living in Australia it might be different, but here the ice is really slowly melting, and too slowly for my liking. It's like pack ice. We used to have a garden, or what they call a yard over here, though I don't like yard because it makes me think of a sort of small squalid area where you can hang up a bathtub and lean a bicycle maybe and negotiate it on the way to the outhouse in the middle of the night. So yard sounds a bit funny, but our yard or garden, I all think I'm a bit effete when I say garden, is just a sort of grubby tundra with fallen tree branches and the remains of hoof prints from roving deer scavenging for food that I'm sure they didn't find. I hesitate to play a Beatles record because, I don't know, young people rail against the Beatles. What's all the fuss about? And quite right too. I can't imagine that they sound that magnificent these days. They did then, because there wasn't anything to compare it with. But since all those fat gits that think they like music and know what good music is have started copying the Beatles, which they started doing in about 1965, I think, and have continued to do so till this day, it makes the Beatles a bit less than the Beatles really are. Anyway, that was the first record they made that didn't come out in mono. I don't think you can buy a mono copy of Abbey Road anywhere. Well, if there was a mono copy, you probably couldn't buy it anywhere. And so it's a bit puzzling to me that George is coming almost exclusively out of the right-hand speaker. It's like you'd want to get the singer in both speakers, really. Well, that's our conception of it these days. But call me an old fuddy-duddy, which I'm sure you are doing. I think I've been talking for long enough. Though, of course, I should have mentioned that before we heard George Harrison singing almost exclusively out of the right-hand speaker, we heard Matthew Sawyer and the Ghosts, and Matthew, I think, was singing exclusively through both speakers. And the tune was called To Pour Like English Taps, and it's from a great album called How Snakes Eat. I'm so slick. This is Steve Earle. County. I do wonder how you could write those lyrics and charge $80 a ticket, but you know, I suppose you've got to sort of play to people who've got money, but I didn't think there was that much money in Greene County or Dutchess County.
Picking up speed on 49. Bluesmen hanging around killing. The knows, baby, even at night. A few more miles and we'll be out of sight. Everything, baby's gonna be alright. We could vanish without a trace. You and me in Magnolia Place. Still waters run so deep. I'll pray the Lord my own to keep. Round here you could disappear.
That was Tim and Susan Lee, who were our special guests at the last of our homemade aeroplane shows here in Catskill, New York. And that's the end of the show as well. So send your complaints to www.thingywhttp/ and all that crap, and I won't respond. Bye. Thank you.